This is Bird Note. As a flock of ducks lift off from a marsh, their wings reveal large patches of powder blue and emerald. These dabbling ducks are called blue-winged teal. They're petite birds, noticeably smaller than mallards. The male's blue-gray head has a bright white crescent at the base of the bill, and his cinnamon sides and underparts are peppered with dark dots. Females are mottled grayish-brown. Blue-winged teal are long-distance migrants, traveling from nesting areas in Canada and the U.S. to South America for the winter. They feed in shallow water, with a preference during the breeding season for snails and fly larvae. In fall and winter, they seek out plant matter, especially seeds. Blue-winged teal pair up during the winter and migrate together in spring to a nesting area, often to where the female was born. There, the female will lay about 10 eggs, which hatch after 3 weeks. Once the eggs hatch, mother and ducklings walk away from the nest area within 24 hours, never to return to their nest again. Within just weeks, the young will be flying and ready to join their parents in their great migration south. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
And welcome back to Open Mic. I'm your host, Farron. The song right before the break over there was Mid-Air Thief, White Room. This past Friday, actually, I had the very, very difficult decision of deciding whether I was going to go watch Oppenheimer or Barbie. And because some of my friends were going to Barbie at Scotiabank at 3 p.m. on Friday, decided that I was going to the Barbie movie. Bought myself I had to sit away from my friends, which was kind of a bummer, but, you know, pulled up to Scotiabank Theater and realized that I probably should have worn hot pink because everybody was wearing hot pink at the theater and it was so fun and everyone was so excited to see the Barbie movie. And we even, I kind of doubt they'll use any of the footage, but CBC was like, I guess they sent somebody to just sort of do a little piece on all the crowds going to see the Barbie movie and everybody dressed up in pink and stuff. And so they came to talk to me and my friend. I gave them kind of a meme internet savvy, film bro answer, which kind of leads me to believe that they probably will not be using my take on the Barbie movie. But they're asking what made you want to come see the Barbie movie this week? And my friend Eugene gave an answer, and I was like, oh, you know, ever since I saw the movie Drive, you know, Ryan Gosling is literally me, and I was just kind of trolling and stuff. We hung out for a bit and then went to the movie, and honestly, if you guys haven't seen it yet, I would very highly recommend going seeing the Barbie movie. It was really funny. It wasn't what I expected, and I also had kind of went into it blind, and I kind of just thought, I wasn't really sure if it was going to be, I feel like with Greta Gerwig behind the helm, I wasn't really sure it was going to be a kids movie. I was pretty sure it was going to be something for more adults, but I feel like the best way I would describe the movie is it was an existential comedy. The sort of setup, I think I can set up the premise without spoiling too much, is, you know, Barbie lives in this perfect, you know, world, and all of a sudden she starts contemplating her death, and so that leads her to travel to the real world and meet all these people, and oh my god, all the characters were so good. Margot Robbie was such a good good stereotypical Barbie. She was really funny. I think she did very well, and I think it's very perfect that they cast her because she is, quite literally Barbie, a tall, blonde, you know, skinny woman who kind of meets beauty standards and stuff. And they even sort of joke about the fact that they cast Margot Robbie as Barbie too during the movie, and Ryan Gosling was like a really, really good Ken. There was some great, like, oh, I feel like I can't spoil too much, but there was like a great musical number that Ken was a part of, and I thought Ryan Gosling's character was so funny. Same with man, another highlight I really liked, Will Ferrell's in the movie, and he's like the Mattel company CEO, and like their whole shtick is that like, oh, Barbie's their big product and stuff, and they're sort of preaching like, oh, you know, we're all about women at Mattel, you know, and it's just like a whole board of like men. But anywho, without spoiling too much, it was such a good movie, and it was quite emotional too. I'm not gonna lie, I like cried a little bit during the movie, which was like kind of awkward because I wasn't sitting with my friends. Mind you, I looked over the aisle, my friends were bawling during the movie, so it's quite like emotional, I found. But it definitely felt like a little weird crying during some of the scenes. I was sitting between two people like I didn't really know, and I was kind of choking up, but it felt very like, oh, you know, I'm such an ally, I'm like, oh, I feel women's pain sort of thing. It felt like a little performative, so I felt like a little awkward crying, but, you know, I think it was like, the movie had such a great message, and I definitely recommend it, and, you know, I think Greta Gerwig did like an amazing job portraying this movie, and I think it's probably going to win some awards for some stuff, so definitely go check it out if you guys have the time. But, I mean, I think next week I gotta watch the Bomb movie, because my roommate said it was really, really good, and I was kind of debating whether or not, like, Christopher Nolan's whole thing, too, is that he's just, like, a very maximalist director, you know, he spares no expense, and so it was, like, filmed some, like, I think, like, a good 30 minutes of the film is filmed on, like, 70mm, like, IMAX or something or other, I heard, and so, I feel like I was gonna go see it, but I didn't want to just see it in, like, regular, I don't know, what do you call it, like, regular HD, whatever, in the movie theater. Like, I feel like the way to watch it is to go, like, if you go watch a Christopher Nolan, I think you go watch it in IMAX, just because I feel like it's part of the experience, and it just kind of makes it a little more special and whatnot. But my roommate, who's, like, a humongous film buff, was going on about how the best way to see it is, like, 70mm IMAX and stuff, but upon coming home, he told me that, like, it wasn't that worth it to him because not the whole movie isn't filmed in 70mm IMAX, and so certain scenes were still sort of letterboxed, where, like, they were kind of cropped and didn't fill the whole IMAX screen, essentially, so I might just go watch it in IMAX, sort of the happy medium. But yeah, next week, My friend Eli is coming back from his big travel to Europe and abroad. Eli was on the show maybe a month and a half ago. He's coming back, and we're going to watch the Bomb movie. So I'll be all caught up with all the Barbenheimer lore. Anyways, we're going to get on to some more music here. For the next track, I've got our Carly Rae Jepsen track. Let's sort the whole thing out here on CUSF 90.1 FM. And welcome back. I'm getting to the bottom of my hour, so for the end of the show, I'd just like to thank you all for listening. I've been your host, Marian, and if you like what you heard this week, be sure to tune in again next week. I'll be on at the same time at noon. My last track today, Sinead O'Connor, I Want to Be Loved by You, here on CGSF 90.1 FM. See ya.
Just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone. Boop, boop, be doo. I wanna be kissed by you. Just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone. Just you, nobody else but you. I wanna.